it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Friday morning, but your sporting weekend started last night. You know the deal. Thursday night rugby league, Thursday night AFL winners with the Dolphins and the Carlton Blues, and plenty to come out of last night. But obviously the Tom Trbojevic story is a biggie. He's looking at least 6 weeks on the sidelines, which is sad for Manly, sad for Tom, sad for the NRL, sad for Origin, all those things. Tom Trbojevic, hamstring injury again. Does anyone know if you missed it? We're here for Brighton's lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Brighton's lawyers. Does the cameraman have to call Brighton's lawyers? The cameraman on the sideline is taken out, like his right leg. Obviously not broken, but it looks snapped. I mean, it was taken away. You shouldn't have your leg taken. Anyone know if he's okay? Does he need to call Brighton's lawyers?
I think he's good. I think he bounced straight back up. Joe, the cameraman,
bounced back straight up.
A little bit of help from one of the runners, but he looked okay.
You're under fire this morning on Fox League last night. You were on the panel going into the game. This was you. In talking about Tom Trbojevic, this is before anything happened on the field, this is what you had to say.
When you're talking about Tom, like he's missed that much footy over the last 3 years. The fact that he's been able to string 9 games together, you've forgotten that you're worrying about Tom. Like, over the last few years, every time Tom got tackled, I almost winced and went, is he all right?
But and he was never in top gear.
You've forgotten about that.
Commentator's curse. Certainly got reminded about it.
Can happen. Yeah, I know. Didn't feel good when I saw that. Boys, I can't see Manly winning the comp at all this year when they can score a lot of points, but defence is what wins games, and they have been terrible in defence. They just can't string 80 minutes together. They play good for 20 in patches. They are able to score points, and they look good when they've got momentum, but when it turns against them, and that was last night was the culmination of what's happened to them so far this season. 3 tries in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and one of those, Trey Fuller, the chip and chase try. We're talking about chip and chase exponents today. Great chip and chases. We had lots of nominations thrown in. Blakey and
what about this
Brett
one?
Mullins.
Maybe you can help me, because you've trawled through a lot of old vision. Didn't Ken Irvine score from a chip and chase against England? Could have sworn I saw it on Boots and All with Vossie and Gus. Ken Irvine.
In the Swinton Massacre, I know there's black and white vision of the game that Australia rack up 50 points and John Raper has a hand in 9 of the tries, Brandy. 9 of the tries. If you want to see the greatness of John Raper, just go to the one test. But I do remember, did Ken Irvine chip and chase in that? You're testing me. I'd have to go back. I don't want to commit a definite answer. Michael Carayannis from The Telegraph is going to talk about David Fifita in just a moment. Later in the show, we'll pay tribute to mums. A working mum, Kath Cox, legend of netball. We'll touch on the super netball, but we'll find out the numbers, how many mums actually playing in the super netball. You know, obviously there's a lot of mums across sport, but Mother's Day, such a special day. We'll talk about that. And have you got that Greensleeves music handy there, Maestro? We're going to give you a little burst of this later in the program. Rob Shahady coming online. The history of Mr. Whippy in Australia becomes a big topic. And
he's got a connection.
Apparently.
The comedian Rob Shahady with Mr. Whippy, apparently.
Things are tough post-COVID.
Gents, Phil Blake loved to chip and chase. Also, I wish my missus had no vocal cords like the old mate Giraffe. Life would be so much better, says the Dog of War. Hope
the Dog of War, yeah. No name, just nicknamed Dog of War. Yeah, giraffes have no vocal cords. I wish I knew that 40 years ago. I would have married a giraffe. Thank you, FP. So good feedback there. This all came about because Simon Orchard, if you're just tuning in, you'll have to go back to the podcast to understand, but we had him in Dubbo for the dogs. And we learned today that dog got the keys to the city. That's a pretty amazing story. Sort of areas we go here. So at 7:08, for Brighton's lawyers, the breakfast show with Vossie and Brandy, let's bring in one of these star attractions. Ladies, deep breath, here's Michael Carayannis.
And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
MC.
Great intro.
Who are you
going to
put the jinx on tonight, Brandy?
I know.
The weather.
I didn't feel good about it. Didn't feel good about it.
I wonder. I know you obviously you didn't. I wonder if you'll not wincing every time Tommy was touching the ball because you've taken your New South Wales hat off a little bit too.
Yeah, that could be right too. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't have to worry about players not being injured before round 12. And that's what they. Yeah. What have you got a play by play for the last 24 hours of?
Oh, it's. Yeah, the David Fafita situation is interesting, right? Because 48 hours ago, if you spoke to the Roosters, they thought he was going to Penrith. If you spoke to Penrith, they thought he was going to the Roosters. Both sides were pretty pessimistic of the events unfolding, but it really heated up in the last 24 hours where on Wednesday night, Nick Politis had a long conversation with David Fafita. That was followed up with a conversation between Trent Robinson and David Fafita, which lasted about 40 minutes on Thursday morning. And the Panthers, meanwhile, intimated that, you know, to get the deal done, they would be okay to go to 4 years and match the length of that Roosters offer if that was the stumbling block for the deal to get across the line. And because the Panthers were originally at 3 years. They didn't formally offer four, but they intimated, look, if you want to go to four and they will get the deal done, we're comfortable with going to four. You know, the Clearys reached out to David Fafita as well in the final 24 hours. So there was a bit of a scramble, a bit of a rush for his services, and I think that's where that indicated that neither side was particularly confident that they were going to get that deal across the line, and it really went down to the wire.
Well, can you understand, Michael, people straight away having suspicions? Well, he's getting more than what they're saying from the Roosters. Can you understand that, Michael? We mix in rugby league circles, but you know what the fans are saying.
I people do joke around brown paper bags and the like, but you know, nothing's ever come out there, Bossy. So you just gotta. I'm not gonna intimate that. That's the case.
No. So he's gone to the pinnacle, basically. He's gone to the pinnacle, like Spencer Lenu said that time. Is that it? The Roosters are seen as more attractive than Penrith, 3-time premiership.
Obviously, it's hard for Brandon Connor around this, but I think the Panthers were generally a little bit shocked yesterday because they don't enter the market, or they haven't entered the market like this to buy a top marquee player in a long time, because they haven't had to. And with everything that they've done the last few years and the deal they put to David, they didn't think there's any more that they could do with where the club is, the deal that they've offered, their sales pitch and the like. I guess I just wonder if the Roosters throughout this process were a little bit more cutthroat and a little bit more experienced in a way of trying to, you know, dealing with trying to sign players at that elite level and what needs to transpire, because Penrith just haven't had to do it for so long given where they've been at.
There's plenty of post-it notes floating around the rugby league world with names on them. What do you think it means for the rest of the player market?
Well, I think it's definitely shakes up the player market there, Brandy, because Penrith have shown their hand. The fact that they've got money, the fact that they're potentially looking at more of a back rower than a middle player to replace James Fisher-Harris. They're quite comfortable with their middle stocks and those coming through, but they're probably a little bit short in the back row. Do they go for someone like Angus Crichton? Does someone get squeezed out of the Roosters now, particularly if Angus Crichton does stay? Because that back row is just red hot. And they're all on big money. We're talking, you know, the Butcher brothers. We're talking Satili Tupanua, you know, Angus Crichton, Siwa Wong. You know, no cut price players there. So if, you know, you're throwing David Fafita in the mix, maybe something gives there. Jaden Sewer's off contract at the Dragons. Hasn't been able to get a deal done there either. Do the Titans open up a path for him now as well? He's on the cusp of an Origin return. So I think there's definitely going to be a fair bit more movement now because Penrith is still armed. Did Penrith change tack? Do they look for a different position now that they've missed out on David Fetter? Does someone else fall out of a tree knowing that Penrith have some money? And, you know, do they try and agitate for a release from their current club knowing that there's a potential to join a club like Penrith? So there's a fair bit to play out, I think, now.
South Sydney have turned to, well, might have been Penrith's last big signing. Is James Tarmo joining the Bunnies from, is he playing with, who is he, Blackhawks
he
up
plays
there?
For Townsville Blackhawks. So the way this is eventuated, Brandy, South Sydney have a direct feeder club relationship with Townsville, and that's why Gamet Shibasaki will play for South on Saturday because of that feeder club relationship. And, you know, they were down on backline troops. That's why they went for Shibasaki. But there was definitely a discussion, and there has been a discussion about the prospect of bringing James Tarmo down. If they do lose any more players in their forward pack, it's my understanding that James would be open to coming down and playing in the NRL again. But there's got to be at least another one or two injuries from South Sydney's forward pack for that to happen, because they're decimated. You look at that side and it's unrecognisable from the side that, you know, you thought they could have filled out at full strength. So that's why they're working down the list. They've got that feeder club relationship with Townsville, and you know, if there's a couple of more injuries, don't be surprised if James Tarmo ends up playing for the Rabbitohs at some stage this year.
Is George Burgess retired for good? Like, George had that little bit of a stint. We caught up with him, didn't we, up in Cairns? George Burgess couldn't, you know, pinch if the hip sure settled down, get him back up. But, bring him back, no?
He struggled in his time at the Dragons a couple of years ago. I'm not sure they'll go back to that well.
Okay, all right. So the hips, that's that one on South. Now, any fallout from we've got the Titans, Dolphins. I mean, by the way, what are the Gold Coast going to do? Seriously, what do they do PR-wise?
Who's on their post-it players? Note?
Yeah, who's on their post-it note? What do the Titans do?
Oh, I'm not sure. Do they look at someone like Jaden Sewer, because he's off contract at the moment? You know, and obviously he'd cost nowhere near what they'll pay in David Fetter. Does that open the door for now? I think ideally they'd love a half, and this is where the talk around Jerome Hughes came about over the last couple of weeks, but Jerome sort of knocked that on its head. But in terms of the off-contract list at the moment, there's not a lot of top-end talent for sides like the Titans, the Dragons, and those sides that are trying to get off towards the bottom of the ladder available for them at the moment. So I'm not sure how it plays out for the Gold Coast, but we know that, you know, clubs, players can move when they're still contracted and the like, and that's what may happen now. With clubs might just sit back and wait and just assess that player market and see what falls off the tree, because in the last couple of weeks we've seen Fafita and James Fisher-Harris move, two players that we weren't exactly convinced were on the market, you know, 2 months ago.
Dragon Boy from New Zealand says, can you ask him to see if the Dragons put an offer into De Bellin, which he's not happy with, so his management are shopping him around?
There's been some discussions around Jack De Bellin. He's been shopped definitely to the Super League, and I think he's got a couple of options in Australia. I think the Dragons would be okay to keep him for a further 12 months, but on a totally reduced salary than what he's on at the moment. And whether Jack thinks he's worth more than what the Dragons may have offered, I'm not sure. Well, he obviously would, but he's on a big deal, don't forget, at the moment. He's still he'd be the third highest paid player at the Dragons behind Hunt and Lomax, having signed that long-term deal a few years ago now.
Kirribilli Panther says, feeder decision. Sombero is much better at protecting him from the sun than a regular cap. Thank you, Kirribilli Panther. Brad says, he's got a theory. I'm a Dragons and Titans fan. That's an interesting double. Roosters can always offer unders off the Titans back of the fan, investment bro. Advice from Nick. That's invaluable. Great way to set up long-term financial sustainability. What, you're cracking jokes, aren't you? Because he can give you legal advice, or financial advice free of charge. That's why you take $150,000 less a season. Come on. Please, Brad, you are on the gear of some kind. Brighton's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848, the number you might need to call.
It's not joke hour. Come on.
No, come on. I can get free financial advice if I go to the Roosters. Come on. That's cat. Yep. Michael, tips for tonight, the double, Penrith, Canterbury, Parramatta, Brisbane. Do you give the outsiders hopes, Canterbury, Brisbane? Parramatta, rather.
I think Penrith will be too good at home. Nathan Cleary back. And then much intrigue around that Parramatta-Brisbane game. Obviously, no Gutherson, no Moses for Parramatta, but no Adam Reynolds for Brisbane. But I think Brisbane will still have too much class and win that one.
All righty, Michael, have MC. A great day. Telegraph whatever you're doing over the weekend and be kind to your mum. Of course, your wife, now a mother of two. So make sure you make Sunday special, Michael.
I'll be in Tamworth. All right, boys, bye.
See you, MC.
There we go.
Yeah, no, I like that sign-off. Bye.
Yeah, very good. Nothing like David Ricciozo, is it? 19 after 7. By the way, David has been in touch. He wishes us all to go well. I saw George Burgess recently. He's not looking fit, says Shallow Howell. So George is officially retired now, finished up at Cairns, and now it's time to live.
Enjoying life.
Yeah, enjoy life. Good on you. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, powered by Kubota. The sound system is Sonos. You've really got to check it out. Best sound system you can ever have. The surround sound in your home. And we've got plenty more to come on this Friday morning.
Plenty of texts coming in. Get to some of them. Brad sniffing the daisies.
Poor old
off
Brad.
The back of Brad. Well, just the financial advice that you might get at the Roosters. Like, do they say buy a house in this street, or do they say invest in these stocks, or do they say, well, we're into crypto here at the Roosters, like, yeah, we think that's a good move? Well,
go what? Bet on red. I don't know, Brad. Look, Brad, and now, Brad, you're getting attacked by other people saying you can't have two clubs, you can't support two teams. You said you were a Dragons and Titans fan. So I feel sorry for Brad. That is a weird mix. You say the Titans don't have any fans. Brad, I think we've got a prize for Brad. How about we send Brad out to the Waratahs, Brumpies, tomorrow night?
Text
double
of the
pass.
Week.
Yeah, we'll give him a text. Brad, because I feel for you,
and
mate.
And your punishment is?
You've given some thought. Sorry. No, it's a prize. We're sending Brad, we have tickets, Ticketek. You can get along to Waratahs and Brumpies. Go out and give it. Look, the Waratahs have had a bit of a bludger of a season. Wouldn't it apparently be nice if they could claim the Brumbies scalp?
Apparently there's some good financial advice too out at...
Do a bit of networking. Good point, Brandy.
Bit of Waratah action.
That's right. Do a bit of networking while you're there, Brad. Get some free financial advice. So, Brad, you win a double pass to the Waratahs and Brumbies, which is being played at Allianz Stadium, mate. You and a mate can go out there and, as I said, find an accountant, mate. You could sit there and talk finance all night, and maybe he could wear a Roosters jersey and you could sort of simulate that you're in the Dave Fifita position. Just away from that, just on a story that's come out of England, just a hand, breaking news. Our Lord's going to be redeveloped. £61.8 million. So, close enough, well in excess of
150 million.
Yeah, 150 million. Or thereabouts. I think we've probably got the conversion rate wrong there. But anyway, at the end of it, they're going to increase the capacity by 1,100, Brandy. If you know the ground, the existing Allen stand will be demolished and totally rebuilt with an extra tier added. And a fourth level will also be built on the Tavern stand. So redevelopment at Lord's, the home of cricket. And they're going to outlay £61.8 million.
Yeah, 150 million doesn't get you much these days. Get you a little extension on a stand that you've already got. So anyway, that's good. That's good news for Lords. Maybe MC can carpool with Brandy from Tamworth and fill up his hard-hitting interview with hostage Ben Hunt last year with some unravelling questions. Re Panthers recruiting Brisbane Eel. Thank you. I don't think MC's making the trip to Tamworth. I'll get him on the phone while I'm driving up. South enlisting James Tarmo. Can't wait for the. It just disappeared.
Can't wait for their marquee signing Aaron Woods and new coach Daryl Summers was the text that's been put there. Darryl, did I read they said Hey Hey Sunday yes, still being trotted out that it could be the Darryl Summers could come on? Surely the shtick gets old, doesn't it? Doesn't get another start. This one, Brad, RU6, no grown man supports two teams, Port Adelaide Dragons. Continuing on, great, Brad could now be a Waratahan Brumby fan. Poor old Brad. He's just getting smashed. A bloke has a brain fade and you send him to the rugby union game. You're doubling the diagnosis, boy from Westmore said. You're a cruel lot. Come on. That's not a reward. That must be a punishment. Feel sorry for Brad already. Supports the Dragons. You're forcing him to go to the Waratah. Look, Lanier Tiger. Look, they're having a bad season, but I'm saying be there where they turn it around. I know they're second last on the ladder, the Waratahs, but they can come good. And as I say, claim a major scalp in the Brumbies. I'm hopping on the Waratahs bus this weekend, Brandy. I'm on lots of buses, but that's one that I'm on. Sydney FC tonight.
What about this one? Have people missed the obvious Justin Holbrook connection for Fifita at the Roosters? Vossi, do you buy into that? The fact that Justin Holbrook's at the Roosters, did he play a big part in getting David Fifita down there? Is the connection that tight?
It couldn't be. They help with familiar surroundings, but he's not a kid. He's not 16. Like, he only had a couple of years with Justin Holbrook. He was a Bronco, remember, before. He had Justin Holbrook's in England when David Fifita's coming into first grade. It's not like he goes way back. He doesn't go way back. Had a few seasons at the battling Titans with him. I can't buy into that. That's Brad Arias. 29 and a half minutes after 7 here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brent. Anyone else we want to belittle? Brandy, that'll do for this moment.
After the news. We'll get back on it.
Yeah, sure.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. Of course, our open line number, the Great Southern Bank open line, is 1300 011 70, and you can get us on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736.
People are questioning your conversion of the pounds there, mate. They feel that you've given bad financial advice there on the conversion of the $61.8 million, but we'll get someone, a Roosters fan or Regan, and be able to set us right on what that converts to in Australian dollars, the 61.8. You've put it at $150 million. I think you overshot there.
Did I?
A little, but as I say, a Roosters fan with good financial advice will come through for us.
Pedro says, I'm hearing Justin Holbrook gives great financial advice.
Pedro. That does make sense. Fifita did have the Holbrook clause in his contract, but that was at the Titans in fear of who else they may get, perhaps. I mean, I'm putting fear as in inverted commas, but I don't think it makes him go off to chase. It's not a Darius Boyd, Wayne Bennett situation, surely.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe we've overlooked it, or we just haven't got a clue and we're just guessing. Maybe that's the case.
This one. Vossie asked MC Ree Mother's Day, and he said he would be in Tamworth. Brad should go early to Allianz and watch the Wallaroos play Canada if he wants to see some good rugby. There's some advice from Brisbane Neal. I don't know what the first point is about. Ree Mother's Day said he'd be in Tamworth. Well, that's right. The Tamworth game is in Saturday. So I think Michael has said before his partner does not follow the game closely. Maybe she has no idea what day the game's on. He's going to Tamworth and he's having... Now, maybe he's going to, what's that joint called, the Safari Club? Maybe he's going there for a big one.
Yeah.
He's making an all-weekender of Tamworth.
Nazim says, any chance of me getting a selfie with the big golden guitar? Show it on Instagram. Is the big golden guitar, is it permanent, is it? It's up there all the time, or it just gets up there, you know, when...
Yeah, no, it's there.
The festival.
It's like the dog on the tucker box, Gundagai. Yeah, no, it's there.
It's there, right. Guitar, okay. Yeah. Nazim, I might do that.
Yeah. Is that a might or you will do it? You can squeeze it into your schedule?
Okay, I will do it then.
Yeah. Little slideshow with Brandy.
Yeah, if Nathan Cleary wants to play with David Fifita, he can always come to the Roosters. Ha ha.
They'd find space for Nathan, wouldn't they?
Financial advice.
That's right. They'll be getting financial advice. How do we fit Nathan Cleary under our cap? Could happen. Just on that deal. So David Fifita, NRL headlines, if you will. The deal is reportedly worth $3.3 million over 4 years. Now, you do the maths on that. It's between 800 and 900, 850,000 roughly. He was going to be getting $1 million a season the next two if he stays at the Titans, was he not? So he's
Well, he was. You know, so he's, so
and
he's,
if that was extended,
foregoing some cash.
Mm. Well, if you times it, if he was to be extended at the Titans on the same money over that 4-year period, and you take 150 less, it's 600. It's a big whack to pass up when you're
but
a young man.
He only had 2 years. He only had 2 years.
No, but I'm saying if he extended at the Titans, hard to believe in this current market that they wouldn't stay up the top end of the money. They wouldn't just offer him the same as what the Roosters or Panthers were offering. So he's passed up potentially a lot of money, but he gets the free financial advice, of course.
Yeah. Tom Trbojevic, of course, if you haven't heard already, hamstring injury out of last night's game against the Dolphins and is in doubt. Not only will he miss the next possibly six games, he'll miss the start of the Origin series. South Sydney on the lookout for an outside back, but they're also considering throwing James Tarmo, a surprise NRL lifeline. He's playing with Townsville, the Townsville Blackhawks. They have a relationship. It is the former Japanese rugby player, Gemet Shibasaki, playing for them this weekend.
Right. Panthers are heading to Vegas. Daily Telegraph Sports Confidential reporting the four clubs, Panthers first locked in. The other three will be the Storm, the Warriors, and the Sharks. The four teams to go to Vegas in 2025. What would you like the matchups to be out of that? If that's the four, what do you think the matchup should be? Panthers, Storm, Warriors, Sharks. I could see a bit of synergy. I could see a bit of Penrith Cronulla action. You know, two teams that came into the competition in 1967. You know, and have them playing there. Yeah, no, it's a stretch. Okay,
that's
all right.
Why don't you just go Penrith Melbourne?
Okay.
And the other two play each other. Warriors, Sharks. Okay. Right. Anthony Mundine has urged returning fullback Latrell Mitchell to not give a if he is jeered by Dragons fans at Cogra on Saturday afternoon. He can go and get a Mr. Whippy if he's feeling, you know, that bad. Mm. He'll be back, Latrell. And I'm tipping Souths. I think Souths can win.
Brandy, the guitar in Tamworth, Rob says, is right next to a KFC. So no doubt multiple trips, maybe Woz can do an acoustic set in the car park. Yeah, you are fond of KFC. I did do that trip with you to Redcliffe a couple of seasons ago. We had it for lunch and then we had it for dinner.
And I haven't
doubled
had it
up.
Since. I haven't had
haven't
it
you?
Since.
Really?
No.
We had it twice within
since,
hours.
Did we have it twice or is that why we went to KFC? Because we'd already done Macca's twice. I think we needed to break it up. I thought it was a Macca's twice. Mm. Well, I'm not going Macca's for the third time.
Anyway. And now let's see how this works tonight with Parramatta versus Brisbane. By the way, SEN coverage of Panthers and Bulldogs. If you want to watch both games tonight, Fox League the place. The second game is Parramatta-Brisbane. Kevin Walters telling Reece Walsh, apparently, to, quote, take a chill pill, unquote, as the Broncos embark on a three-month odyssey with our captain Adam Reynolds that could make or break their season. So to have a little more emotional control over his game, Reece Walsh. I don't think he'd pull it in a lot.
No.
Because Reece Walsh has proven himself. The player could make a mistake, and then produce, you know, dazzling play that only he can do. So it's just getting the balance, isn't it? You douse the fire, but you don't put the fire out, Brandy, would be the advice there. The emotion is part of it with him.
Don't change too much. Now, Adam Reynolds is out. Also, who's the halfback that fills in for Adam Reynolds? He's out
Jock
as well.
Madden. Jock Madden.
Jock Madden, yeah. So the Queensland Cup, Josh Rogers will be the halfback for the Broncos tomorrow night against the Parramatta Eels, and he's played one game at first grade.
Let's go to the Great Southern Bank open line right now. Open for business, 1300 01 1170. Mick has called in from Lake Macquarie. Brandy, love to be there this morning. Mick.
Good morning, Mick.
Yeah, good morning, boys. So do you boys believe that Fifita is a million-dollar player?
He's getting $1 million from the Titans at the moment.
How can he sign to any other team for $850? It's not right. This is where the NRL needs to value every player. And if the Roosters signed for $850 or Panthers, then he should go on their cap for $1 million.
Right.
Don't you think?
Right.
Well. No, here's my reaction to that, Mick. No, I'm not a fan of notional values, which we had a notional value salary cap. Remember when the Dragons joined up with Illawarra? Like, they were miles over and they had to give notional values. But
remember,
some
there was
players
a blow up
are worth
about
more
Jack
to
White
other clubs. You know, like a player to the Tigers, like Jerome Luai, they will pay more for Jerome Luai. That doesn't mean necessarily that's his value, but for Jerome Luai to get to the Tigers, they had to give him 1.1. Does that mean he should be, wherever he plays, he should be a 1.1 player in a cap? I would say no if he moved on, if you know what I mean. Like, I can't go along with that, Mick. I understand your thoughts, but I can't agree with it.
I had the, not an argument, but we were discussing this last night on the panel, and Gordy was saying, along the same lines as Mick, said, well, you know, how does that work? He's getting $1 million, but they offer him less. Well, clubs that are down the bottom of the ladder have to offer players, quality players, more money than probably their market value. Does that mean that they're... that's just what happens. And good clubs generally don't have to offer as much.
I'll tell you what, though, Mick. You hold the line there. We'll send you out a Signet Boost power bank, mate. You've got us thinking about this topic, so we'll send you a Signet Boost power bank, making sure that your phone and your tablet and your earbuds are powered 24/7. Just follow the show on Instagram at Vossie Brandy SEN. But Mick, you've got a prize coming your way, a Signet Boost power bank. Where I do agree, Joel Kane makes the point that if, let's say, David Fifita was able to go right now to the Roosters, and so in their cap, he would only, because they're paid from November 1, and there's already been, so 6 months on from that period, in their cap would only be half. Now, I disagree with that. Yeah. His full value for the whole year, I think, would have to be in the cap, wouldn't it?
I agree with that. He
just can't go into them and he only costs them $500,000 in their cap for this year. It should be for the full value. You can't have a $1 million player appearing in your cap at half that only because you got him for half the season.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. That's a good point from Joel. That is, I agree with that. Remember, there was a blow-up last year between Canberra and South Sydney, or Canberra and the NRL, about Jack White and about what Souths were paying him. Similar sort of... And Canberra were saying, well, we were going to offer Jack $1 million. Why are Souths allowed to sign him for 700?
Okay. Con, the Roosters financial advisor, has come in on the text line. Thank you, Con. He said he's just done the conversion on the Lords redevelopment, £61.8 million. Mm-hmm. That equates to around $115 to $120 million Australian dollars. So well short of your $150, Brandy.
Okay. Well, So really, they're not doing that much to Lords for $115 million. That doesn't get you much. Doesn't get you much these days.
Listen to Brandy the engineer. We are powered by Kubota. Check them out for lawnmowers and tractors, the Land Pride attachments, and Sonos, the best sound system on earth, is from Sonos.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And on the line, Sportsbet's Hammy Goodman. Hammy, how are you? And how did the threesome go? I can't remember it. Just remind me.
The threesome, who did we have in the threesome yesterday? We had the tri-bet in the AFL. That one saluted for us. Manly was the leg that let us down yesterday.
That's right.
We had Manly head-to-head, and we all know what happened there last night. So not the best, but we get back on the horse today, Brandy. And we've got to get back on because we're off to Tamworth, of course, you and I, this weekend as well.
That's right. Now you've got to get a photo in front of the golden guitar, Hemi. Can it be you, the three of you, the guitar, you and Hemi, all in the photo? That'd be nice.
I'm sure we can arrange that. Yep. Hemi, you up
Let's
for that?
Let's talk. We'll make that happen. I head up to Savo, Brandy, and I'm there till Sunday. So we've got a big window to make it happen.
Looking forward
to it. Head up to Savo and there till Sunday. Gee, junk it, Hemi.
The best.
Can find one,
can't you? This one's of my own bat. This one, this is not a junket. This is just a personal trip, so looking forward to it.
Okay, to watch the Tigers win. Panthers Dogs tonight, how's it looking?
Panthers pretty short here, Brandy. $1.15 with Cleary back in the side. I think the Dogs have been better than a $5.50 shot, to be honest, but that's where the market finds them. Do I think they win? No, I don't think they win, but I think they can stay within 15.5 points, and that's the line this evening. So Dogs plus 15.5. Maybe that's the bet this evening. For the Dogs, Josh Adokar, he doesn't mind playing out at Penrith Stadium. He scored in his last five games out there. $2.70 for the Fox to score any time tonight as well.
Wow, there's a bit of value there. Parramatta Brisbane tonight at CommBank. Well, by the way, Brandy's got rain coming down hard from 7 o'clock. I think was Brandy's forecast earlier. Might be cap, but that's what he did say on air. If you go back on the podcast.
Anyway, Eels Broncos tonight.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, Eels Broncos. Broncos $1.35. The Eels $3.20. Lions 8.5 here, and our punters are keen on the Broncos to cover. They've been very well back there. I might have found one here in the anytime try scorers. The opposition left centre has scored at least one try in each of Parramatta's last six matches. Selwyn Cobbo is that man tonight. $2.50 anytime try scorer, Selwyn Cobbo, in the Eels Broncos game.
Okay. Now in Tamworth, the Tigers take on the Knights.
It's the Jackson Hastings Cup, Brandy. Tigers a bit of value here, $2.34. The Knights are $1.60. Now, it is the Jackson Hastings Cup. He's scored the first try in Newcastle's last two games where they've started as favourites. They're starting favourites here again. $21 for the polarising halfback to be the first try scorer in Tamworth. Happy to concede the first try, but hopefully that's where it ends for the Knights on Saturday, arvo.
Wishful thinking. Fremantle take on the Swans.
Yes. Swans absolutely flying, Brandy. They've won seven of their last eight. They're $1.63 when they head to Perth this evening. The Dockers, $2.25. One bloke for the Swans has been on fire. Will Haywood got offered a big contract from Carlton this week. 2+ goals in his last four games. He's $2.20 for 2+ tonight is Will Haywood. But hopefully the Swans can keep on winning as well. At least they've been giving me something to cheer about in the last couple of weeks when the Tigers haven't quite been getting the job done for me.
Good stuff, Hammy. You travel safely to Tamworth, and I'll see you there tomorrow at some stage.
I'll see you at the Golden Guitar, Brandy. Looking forward to it.
Beautiful.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Good man. Thank you, Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet. Cam from Carlo on the text, he says he's defending Brad, our earlier caller, about the financial advice at the Roosters. I heard an interview with a journalist that did a full-on investigation to the sombrero at the Roosters and found that it is actually a thing that the business power that the Chooks board has is able to turn a $500,000 contract into double that with investments. And these investments last past your footy career. I know it's a very funny joke, but change the record, people. Why do we not mock the Storm of the Dogs who actually got caught systematically cheating the cap, unlike the Chooks, he says. So he's saying that the financial advice. So Spencer Lenu never mentioned the financial advice. But there we go. Thank you for the text. It is 7:08. Bono. Do you call him Bono or Bono from you two? I'm happy to go with Bono.
I'm a Bono.
Yeah.
Bono.
Okay. Bono is 64 today. So we are obliged to celebrate the great man's birthday. They have been a wonderful band, haven't they? They're a super group. You two, a little bit of Sweetest Thing on this Friday morning.
Better.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah.
Well,
the rejections. Bono. I'm past the rejection. I'm over it.
Panthers were rejected yesterday on the text. The pinnacle wins, boys. The pinnacle wins. We've got Kath Cox coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about Mother's Day. Mums in sport in just a moment. Right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.